Kim Thompson is a veteran career counselor and syndicated career columnist with more than 20 years of experience in working with private, public, and nonprofit organizations, helping them with career services. This podcast series related to job searching and career development is brought to you by the Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi. And now, an interview with Kim Thompson. Today, we're going to talk about stress. And the reason for that is that we know that there are a lot of companies that are going through mergers right now. And that means that there's two sets of employees. And when you get two sets of employees, there's a lot of worry about redundancy. Am I going to make it through all of this merger? What's going to happen to me? So the stress level goes up real fast. What can you advise to people who are going through that right now?
Oh, man, that is such a great topic because stress plays such a huge role in all the market right now. It's not surprising that workplace stress is up, especially if you're employed as well as unemployed, because there's so many changes that are taking place right now. There's several ways, though, that I'd like to talk about today that could really help you cope with that stress.
Okay.
And especially uncertainties. And one of the things you can start doing right away is to learn how to control your thoughts.
What do you mean by that?
Well, attitude plays such a huge role in determining how you look at change in general. And it really helps you adapt to unexpected plans that come up. If you keep an open mind towards change rather than fight it, that's a real good way to view change. The more you build up a barrier of trying to keep things like they were in the past, the harder it is to accept change.
So if you don't focus on the past, then what do you need to do instead?
You need to focus on your role right now. In other words, what you can do right now to make your workload more efficient. You can ask yourself several questions. For example, what does the new company need right now? How can you help them reach their immediate goals? That would be some things to be thinking about.
What else?
And then I think you ought to really sit down and take all the information in and then just learn from this experience to plan for the future. Observe where the company is moving right now and stay in touch with other colleagues from other departments. That's especially important.
Okay, Kim, now everybody worries, right?
Right.
It's sort of what we do, right?
It's human nature.
Yeah, it's human nature. Yeah. So what happens when you worry? It must be productive, right? Or we wouldn't do it.
Well, what I want you to do is really just check how much time you're spending worrying. That's a huge task. And when you sit down and you really think about how much time you're spending worrying instead of just doing the task at hand, it'll be surprising to you because worrying really burns up a lot of mental energy that could be spent elsewhere, such as planning for the future. In fact, instead of planning for things to work out bad, what if you just plan for things to work out positive? Wouldn't that be a change?
Well, yeah, but, you know, when you say change, most people think change is not good, right? I like things the way they were. What do you do about that? Change is bad.
Well, that's because I think we get caught up in labeling change as negative. And when you look at change as all being bad, it does give that perspective. But really, the thing to do is to look at change and look at it at the new opportunities that it brings, because a lot of times those are the most positive.
And is there any way to kind of organize yourself so you can do that?
I think you can take control of your time by scheduling things at hand. Especially time management right now will be extremely important, because when you feel as though you're in control of your time, it helps give you a sense of comfort that you're in charge rather than just being, you know, out of control, worrying all the time.
Well, that all sounds like real heavy lifting, a lot of hard work involved. Is that basically what you think it's going to be?
It's on your attitude. You know, it depends. If you're going to label it hard lifting, it's going to be hard lifting. If you're going to label it, hey, what's change going to bring me that's new and exciting? Guess what? You're going to have some energy that way. I think another thing would be to keep your sense of humor going strong. That's for sure. Laughter reduces stress levels. There's so much research on that right now. That laughter really helps bring a sense of well-being.
So there is something funny about being in this situation? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you don't want to. It's not necessarily funny that you're in stress, but at least make it lighthearted. Because you know what the deal is? It's not life or death. And a lot of people put life and death situations on change. And when you step back and look at them in perspective, that's where the sense of humor comes in.
So it's a matter of perspective.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe it looks a little more serious than it really is.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can promise me that.
I can promise you that. You're still breathing the next day. I can promise you
that. Okay. That's a good sign then. You'd feel for a pulse?
That's right.
Okay. Well, all right. Speaking of pulse, is there anything you can do physically about taking care of stress?
You can start walking. Just walking every day helps. You don't have to go on a marathon, but just walking around the block, you know, for 15 minutes a day to 30 minutes a day, that's a great stress reliever.
So I can safely take 15 to 30 minutes out of my day to do something physical?
That would help if you did it like in the morning before work, usually in the afternoon after you get back home from a stressful day at work. Walking kind of helps bring closure to your day in a very calm way. It also helps get your thoughts in line, and that's where you get the perspective.
You know, I would feel, I'm sure, that if I were in that situation, it's like I have to be working on my plan every single minute of the day.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say, well, I don't have time for physical relaxation. I don't have time to walk.
Well, what happens if you don't let the energy out in some way, then it just starts kind of building up inside. And then that has a tendency to make you more tense. Plus, it interferes with sleep. So you don't really get a restful sleep, and then you wake up the next day, and here comes that cycle of worrying all over again. So physical activity really helps break that cycle. And I think you ought to just enjoy the beauty around you. I mean, it's not all about work, is it?
Well, I guess not. And if you say, maybe the attitude should be that taking time to relax, taking time to smell the flowers is actually part of my plan.
I think it's a really good balanced plan.
Okay. Is there anything else you can think of that should be part of my plan that we haven't talked about yet?
You know, I think I would like to close today by saying that think about doing something good for someone else. Anytime you give back, you show an act of kindness. Not only does that bring a perspective to your situation, but it helps get your mind off what might happen to you. And it really gives you some positive feedback in that you're helping others. And that always makes things better.
Thanks, Kim.
You're welcome.
You may send questions or comments to Kim at careerrescue.com.